For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today the Church celebrates the feast of St. Matthias the Apostle. We read from the Gospel of John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus has sent us out to fulfill his command to love one another. We might look first at the Acts of the Apostles, because the Acts of the Apostles is actually the interesting thing about this day, this celebration, this great saint, St. Matthias. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, the apostles gathered together with Peter. And he says, we have to reconstitute the fullness of this group. They understood that the 12 represented the 12 tribes of Israel, and that in order for the 12 tribes to be properly represented, but also for that symbolic fullness to be present, they needed to replace Judas, who had hanged himself after betraying Christ. And so they prayed that God would reveal to them his choice, and it had to be one who had been with them from the beginning, one who had walked with them, who had heard him speak, who had heard his teaching. And so they pray, ask the Holy Spirit to come to guide them, and they cast lots and they choose Matthias. And now he's numbered among the 12. He's now going to be one of the apostles. This is a fascinating moment because they bring him into this college. They bring him into this group. And this is about the only time we ever hear of him. But he's sent out also to proclaim the gospel to all nations. He too was one of those who were numbered among that great band called by Christ. This is what happens to us in baptism. We too, chosen almost by lot, are called into that community. We too are called to be witnesses of Christ before the whole world. And so as we prepare for Pentecost in just a few days, let us ask the intercession of St. Matthias the Apostle that we too might be witnesses to Christ in this world.